Thank you for being here. And I'm going to briefly discuss the spatial variability of the soil hydraulic properties and its influence on soil water movement. And water enters soil from the rainfall and the irrigation. And the soil infiltration divided the water into surface runoff and soil water. And if the rainfall intensity or irrigation intensity larger than the soil infiltration capacity, and surface runoff will generate. And once soil, once water gets into soil, it will continue move downward for plant to use. And the entire process is mainly governed by soil hydraulic conductivity. And a saturated hydraulic conductivity is a critical parameter when we use when we assess soil water movement. So the spatial partner of saturated hydraulic conductivity is very important to improve the agricultural water management. And the K-SAT map will tell the farmer to how to apply the water in the field, to tell them how much water to apply and to plant water in which area. And kriging and co-kriging are the most widely used geostatical method to characterize soil, characterize the spatial data. And co-kriging is usually better than kriging because co-kriging is considering is to estimate a variable by considering its spatial correlation with secondary variables. For the kriging, the performance of kriging depends on the quantity and the quality of the data we have. But for the conductivity, we usually have limited data because the measurement of soil hydraulic conductivity is expensive and time consuming. So it's a challenge for co-kriging to predict the K-SAT in the field. So that means the co-kriging might be performed better if we can find a good secondary variables. So here we consider the apparent electroconductivity as the secondary variables because the apparent electroconductivity we can measure in the field in expensive in a cheap way, and also we can measure it in intensively. Also, the electroconductivity is a comprehensive physical and chemical properties. It influenced by the soil moisture and the bulk density, the clay content, and also organic matter. So the objectives of our study is to characterize the spatial pattern of the K-SAT in a farmer's field, and also evaluate the potential of using electroconductivity for improving the prediction of the K-SAT by co-kriging. And finally, we investigate the effect of soil hydraulic property on one-dimensional vertical soil water movement. Our study area is located in Western Kentucky, and we took 48 soil samples, soil cores from the field, and from the surface soil, and also the electroconductivity from the surface soil we measured by various in very intensive way. And the soil texture of this field is mainly classified as the silt loam, and several areas is classified as the silt clay loam and the silt. And here we also have 2 points to represent the high permeability area and the low permeability area. For the high permeability area, this is the air position. We took the soil cores from a 1 meter depth, 1 meter profile with 5 depths. And for the low permeability area, it is the B position. And because the soil is very clay, so we only took the soil cores from the top 40 centimeter with 2 depths. And we will use the 2 points to simulate the water movement. And the soil hydraulic properties, we measure the saturated conductivity by a permeameter based on the falling head and the constant head. And also we measure the near saturated conductivity with a double plate pressure membrane apparatus. And finally, we measured our unsaturated conductivity with the evaporation method. So we can get the entire hydraulic curve for our water movement simulation. And the spatial variability of the K-SAT we estimate the KSAT with the ordinary cruising and co-cruising. And the co-cruising, we will use the EC data as our second variable to improve the prediction. And the accuracy of the prediction is evaluated by leave one out cross-validation process. And for the soil water movement simulation, and we use Hydrus 1D to simulate water movement. And during the process, the vacuumictor model, the parameter of the model, we estimated by fitting our experimental data that we measured before. Last slide, we set the KSAT and the near saturated and the unsaturated conductivity. We fitted with our experimental data. And our upper boundary condition we set at the atmosphere boundary with the phase runoff. And our lower boundary is the free drainage at the depth of the 100 centimeter for the high permeability area. And for the lower permeability area, we set a free drainage at the 40 centimeter. Here is our results. For the ordinary cruising, we fit our variance, semi-variance with the spherical model. And we can see the KSAT has a dependence of the 133 meter. So that means we can we estimate a position with the for the we use the different the KSAT within the 133 meters. So we use all this KSAT at use it as a linear combination to estimate the unsampled location. So from the cruising map, we can see we have the lower permeability area located in the northwestern area and the south area. So it's high variability of the KSAT in our field. And this is the co-bridging analysis. And we can see for the variogram, we can see the EC data has better spatial structure compared with our KSAT data. And from the cross variance, we can see EC and KSAT has a negative relationship. And from our co-cruising map, we can see the KSAT in the middle area, we have the high permeability. But in the four corners, we have lower permeability. Here we compared both of the cruising and co-cruising methods. And we can see, compared with cruising, the co-cruising can give us finer resolution and give us more detail about the spatial pattern of the saturated conductivity. And also, we can see, based on the cross-validation, we calculated the root of the mean square error, and we can see the co-cruising reduced the root of mean square error by 15%. And also, we can see, when we estimate the KSAT by cruising, the estimation range is around is from the 0 to the 3, or we use the log scale, from 0 to 3. So it's a little bit narrow compared with our measured data. Then we simulate the soil water movement. Here we set the initial soil moisture as minus 800 as the soil metric potential because this is the soil moisture we usually set to recommend our this is our recommendation value for the farmer to turn on their irrigation system. And the moisture will be, the soil metric potential will increase with the depth. And here we can see for the high permeability area, the soil can move downward very easily. And within the 12 hours, the water can move downward to a depth of 80 centimeter. But for the lower permeability area, this is a different story. And within 12 hours, the soil, the water can only move to a depth of 10 centimeter. So that means most of the water they are run off and go where we not want to. And further, we simulate the cumulative surface runoff in the two locations. And we can see for the higher permeability area, we can see a substantial surface runoff. But this is not what we observed in our field, because in our field, the surface of the soil is rough. And also we have some crop residue on the surface, so probably it can hold more water. But in the simulation, it cannot capture those features. But for the lower permeability area, there we can see a very substantial surface runoff. So almost all the water runs off but not get into the soil. So that means if we apply the water in the entire field with the same intensity, that means for some area the crop cannot benefit from the irrigation event. So finally, we compared our KSAT map with our NDVR map. We can see they are very comparable. And the KSAT map and the NDVR map are highly related. So we can see the northwestern area with low permeability, but also have a very low NDVR value. So that means both of the KSAT and the NDVR are triggered by the same process. So once again, in our field, the KSAT has very high spatial variability, and the EC data improves our estimation of the KSAT. And the KSAT map and the spatial pattern of the NDVR are highly related. The area with low permeability have higher risk of surface runoff. And the site-specific irrigation strategy must be based on the local permeability to use the water in a more efficient way. So finally, I want to thank Jason in our soil physical groups, and Trevor is a farmer. Trevor led us to do the research in the farm, and also the Dana Hunter helped us do the analysis soil samples, and also Sadi, and our department and division of the regulatory service, and also appreciate the USGS and the Kentucky Water Resource Research Institute for supporting me my research. Thank you very much.
I think we have time for two questions.
In the hydro simulation, we have our measured conductivity curve. We fitted our experimental data with the Van Gunniken model, then we can get the alpha n, and then we use this value to simulate the water transport. Yes.
Okay, one of your recent slides where you are showing the cross validation, both RMSD is more than one. So did you see generally RMSD desired less than one? So do you have any idea why your RMSD is higher? You just compare in between feeding and improving.
Mm-hmm.
You said RMSD is lower in post feeding, but it's desirable to have a less than one.
For the public literature, there are not too much work on the using the grading and co-grading to estimate the saturated conductivity. In our research, I think we have higher error that may caused by our larger sample distance, because the KSAT has highly spatial variability, and we have our sample distance as 100 meter. So probably some of the spatial structure that appears within the shorter distance, but based on our sample interval, those information are lost. So that may cause the increase of the error. Yes.
It looks like the non-contact conductance. Was it an EM
here? In the centimeter per day.
So what was the equipment?
For the, you mean the textile course?
Or it was a various machine.
Oh, various machine, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.